I have a block of cheese in my colon, the size of a grapefruit.
Tony, come on. Don't be grumpy. Son of
a bitch. Oh, Jesus.
Sometimes I don't understand you.
I'm so hungover, I just want to crawl into the bushes and die.
Seriously?
No, I hate this. Are we there yet?
No, the chalet is maybe like, I don't know, half hour?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Worst episode ever.
I took a walk through this beautiful world. Felt the cool rain on my shoulder. Found something good in this beautiful world. I felt the rain getting colder.
The French Alps. Lovely Italians on one side, but the terrifying Swiss on the other. They're close. Too close for me. A man with a neurotic childhood fear of alpine vistas, yodeling, even cheese with holes in it. But my friend Eric requires payback. I have in recent adventures with him been unkind. He grew up in mountains like this. He's an expert skier. This is like home to him. So I thought it was only fair that he get a chance at payback. I am not a graceful skier, but I am an enthusiastic one. And that's what you come here for in winter and early spring. Some of the best slopes on earth. Also cheese, apparently. Lots of cheese.
Just take your size.
Yes.
Okay. Bend your knees, push on the floor. What do you think?
Yeah, they feel good. That feels good. Yeah. You learned to ski in what? In the Pyrenees, right?
Yeah.
I learned to ski in New Jersey.
That is the same.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's what I always said.
You thought you were going to the moon or what?
Hey, warm feet are important. Nothing is more demoralizing than cold, wet feet. You'll be bitching in those things.
Yeah, no, man.
You'll look cool. This is going to be like sponges.
You wish me bad luck.
I don't. I just think you should have proper footwear, man. Prior preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Ski log, day one. Conditions are not ideal. It's thick powder and zero visibility. Plus, I haven't skied in years, so it hurts bad. But God bless the French, they can't go too long, not even down a mountain, without eating well.
I gotta tell you, I'm not impressed with my performance on that hill. I was dying.
Today's challenging. I mean, look, it's about 3 feet of fresh snow. The visibility was okay. Barely okay.
A year ago at this time, I was a killing machine. Now I was like, I was seeing stars. I mean,
it's the altitude. Foie gras poêlé pour deux.
Le Côte de Vaud.
Côte de Vaud.
And some extravagantly fantastic red wine.
We blew up the budget.
Kill him.
Kill it?
Okay. Kill him.
Okay, hold on.
Definitely the 66 Latour. Yeah. How much is it? Is it expensive enough?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to love you.
We deserve it. Oh, it's good.
Right? This is good, huh?
Well worth the expense to someone else.
This is the beginning. We're going to have a week of good food, good wines, and ski, right?
So what are the specialités of the region?
So they do the raclette.
Cheese.
You know, like, yeah, cheese.
Right.
The fondue.
That's cheese.
Tartiflette.
That's cheese?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that's not bad. I like cheese.
Yeah. I like stews. They make a lot of stews, too.
Yeah? Of what animals?
Mostly beef.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of cows up here?
Yeah.
I like cows. To eat?
Yeah, to eat, of course.
Not much like them, personally.
Where I learned to ski, we're lucky to get lukewarm chicken fingers and a Bud Light at the lodge. Here, we start with pan-seared foie gras.
Yes, wow.
That's fancy, huh?
All right.
I mean, where do you eat that on a ski slope? Seriously.
For the main, a loin of veal gently seared and pan-roasted, joined by a wild mushroom sauce and a pretty little medley of vegetables.
Whoa.
Looking good.
Woohoo. How is it?
It's really good. It's also, I just wanted you to know, this humanely raised veal, free range, died in its sleep.
I disagree with that, but I will eat it.
I'm just trying to make you feel better about the world.
I'm all over the cheese course like a one-man army. Tome de chèvre, tome de Savoie au piment, fromage de chèvre frais et crème de renne. That's from like a cow.
Everybody has blood on their hands, Eric. Everybody.
I do too.
Right, we all do.
I do too.
The clothes we wear, the air we breathe, everything we do is built on the backs of suffering people and dying animals.
I agree.
We wallow in blood.
Ski log, day two. Yesterday, Chef Repair showed no mercy on the mountain. Today, conditions are more to my liking. A small wager might have been made. Loser might have to eat at Johnny Rockets. Today, it is on.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Title for your biography, for your biopic, 32 Yolks, The Revenge, or whatever we're calling it, 64 Yolks, or for a few yolks more. No, that'll be the sequel. A Fistful of Yolks. Okay, that's what we'll call it. We have to change it to one more manly title.
But it's
32 Yolks is okay.
Now it's becoming your book. You're changing, you decide.
Welcome to Hollywood, my friend.
Le Crèmerie, a special place at the bottom of the mountain. Croûte with morel and cream, lots of cream.
I didn't expect that. That's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, bread and mushrooms.
Bread.
Cheese. There's no meat in this.
No, there's no meat.
I'm like practically like Gandhi at this point.
I'm not drastic. I'm not saying don't eat meat, become a vegan. I'm saying let's eat less meat.
You just think it's better for the planet?
It's good for the planet, it's good for our bodies, good for the animals.
I'll stand outside the Bernard and I'll tell all your customers that. You know, this fish thing, you should really, you should
no.
eat some vegetables. Bovine flatulence is a major source of carbon dioxide.
Yes. It's the biggest one in the world.
No, not the biggest one in the world.
Yes,
bovine flatulence?
Yes. Bigger than cars. Bigger than anything else.
See, this is why we should eat meat. We're saving the planet. We're gonna kill these things. They're ripping a hole in the ozone layer. Plus, it stinks.
You are a lost case.
J'espère que vous avez encore faim parce que la suite...
Ah oui, c'est sérieux?
Oh, c'est sérieux.
She said she hopes you're very hungry because... What's coming, it's serious.
Farçon. I think that means cannonball of goodness in French because it's a big, heavy, albeit thoroughly delicious loaf of potato, bacon, dried fruit, and cream, slowly steamed in a bain-marie. This meal is a foreshadowing of the kind of light spa food that will become a regular feature of our time in the Alps.
Whoa. We have to finish that.
It's like a volcano. Christ, look at this.
You can put dry apricots or plums as well. So it's a bit sweet and salty.
Good. It's very good.
It's really good.
You put that on Man versus Food, food wins. Can Eric Ribert eat the entire croissant in 1 hour? If you can save the world, can you eat that? No, if you can save a puppy, can you eat that?
To save a puppy?
Yeah. The whole thing. You need the whole thing to save a puppy?
Yeah.
Give me a puppy.
This podcast is supported by Sleep Number. Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores? Sleep Number does that. Only Sleep Number smart beds let you each choose your ideal comfort and support, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. Temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. This week on Chasing Life...
I'm sorry that the Great Barrier Reef is no longer great, that we value Amazon much more than the Amazon... and that the waterfront neighborhood where you were growing up could be condemned by rising seas before you're old enough to apply for a mortgage.
That's my friend Bill Weir, CNN's chief climate correspondent. He's optimistic about the planet, and he's optimistic about our ability to take care of it. Listen to Chasing Life, wherever you get your podcasts.
Vous êtes passé dans ma rue, chevauchant votre deux roues. En moins d'une seconde, vous avez disparu. Oui, peu ou prou.
Ah, nature. The rustic charms of the farm. Proximity to one's ingredients. The smell of fresh grass, manure, livestock. I love it. No, actually, that's Eric.
I didn't mean to be presumptuous, but last night after a dinner, I went back to my room and I whipped up a little pâté for us.
Yes, of course.
I thought the croûtes came out pretty well, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, not bad for a little microwave in my room. Because I know you're a man of expensive tastes. I foraged for truffles this morning. I rented a truffle-seeking pig.
Uh-huh.
I managed to dig this guy up.
It's pretty nice.
That's what I do the honors.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that knife work. You should be a chef. A nice cheese selection from this very farm.
Yes, I guess.
A process that we will be helping along today.
I'm excited about that. It's an experience. I mean, everything is an experience today.
So is a colonoscopy, but... So you ever milked a cow before?
I love going to the farm when I was a kid.
Yeah?
They had 20 cows.
In the farming community in which you grew up, did kids at school ever brag about sort of, I don't know how you describe this for a family audience, but inappropriate contact with...
No.
With farm animals? Really? Yeah. Never?
No.
So if I made like a grass smoothie and poured it on your crotch, I think it would be pretty funny. If no one was watching.
Yeah, no one is watching. This scene is gone. This scene doesn't exist.
Don't Don't do that while I'm milking you, man.
She's like...
Now, the milking thing, I have some concerns. I'm afraid.
Are you?
I'm a little afraid. I think they sense that I, you know, my Jersey roots as opposed to, you know, your country ass, you know? They know you. They recognize you as one of theirs.
Ben alors, Didine, hein? You don't like Tony, hein? Don't let him do it. Kick him in the balls. I give you $1,000 cash if you can get some milk out of this cow.
You'll give me $1,000. Okay, now we're talking, my friend. Yeah. Show me how it's done, farm boy.
Oh, he's gonna show us.
Okay. Okay, I can do that.
You see how he does?
I think so. Okay.
Okay?
You first.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. We should be playing like some 70s music, you know. Okay, save some for me. Come on, man. That's my $1,000 going in that pail.
Okay, your turn.
All right. Watch how it's done. Yeah, cheese up.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, it's soft. Hey, what's that called? It's called $1,000, my friend. Oh, that's strangely satisfying. So that's my grand. I feel like a champion.
You don't want to do a goat, huh?
So to speak.
I mean, yes.
I think we learned something here today.
Yeah, do it quickly.
Cheese. Don't get me wrong, I love cheese. I adore it. But it's day three of non-stop cheese, and we haven't even scratched the surface of the many wondrous specialties of the region. Hôtel de Bouet has been around for many years. One comes here for the cheese. In this case, the iconic raclette and the equally iconic fondue.
Alors, can I have a drink with you?
Please.
Marianne Chanel and her siblings are the third generation of her family to run this place.
So this is a family business?
Yes.
For how many years?
Soon 130
years. 130
years.
So in the family the whole time?
Yes, it's my great-granddad.
Great-grandfather.
So you're going to have to help us.
I explain.
Finally, raclette. I've been waiting for this.
I know.
Would you like a direct on your potatoes?
Please. With bubbles.
Yeah.
Hello, I cut with this part.
Oh, man, yeah, that's... Whoa.
Vous voulez essayer de la couper?
Yeah, man, go for it.
You want to try?
No, go for it, big boy. All right,
faut
here we go.
Tu recules ça, ici, comme ça. Je te laisse faire, hein, je le laisse faire.
OK.
Ah, il faut y aller vraiment, 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 vraiment.
Is there a future for him in the restaurant business? I'm not so sure.
Normal humans do not usually follow multiple wads of oozing cheese melted over potatoes with a molten pot of more cheese.
So, you excited? Finally, your fondue?
Yeah.
But we are no ordinary men. We are titans. We are centurions of dairy products.
Okay,
let's do the fondue.
Do some eight slowly.
Figure eight.
Eight on the bottom. You touch the bottom. But not you turn like this. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, man, that's good.
It's what I said. When you do that to the end of the fondue,
right.
The fondue is perfect.
You know, you should know, he bet me $1,000 today that I could not milk a cow.
And you do?
I did.
Yeah.
Victory. Look, I know what to do with a cow.
I know what you do. You're going to...
You put it in your fridge.
Exactly. Right. So sweet.
L'œuf, le sucre, le schnapps, et un pichet de blanc.
How can you do it?
Can I do what?
I mean, to be surrounded by this much great cheese.
Well, we ate about a pound of cheese each.
You're going to have a big cannonball of crap lodged up your butt like a baby head. The size of a freaking baby head. You will understand the agony of delivery.
We are not leaving this table.
Well, we are, because there's a bunch of drunk, horny mountaineers coming in later.
Are we going to party with them, happily?
No, because I believe there might be yodeling involved.
Peace.
God.
I'm not worried about it. I'll be fine.
Alors, je viens avec beaucoup de choses là, du coup. Hein.
Ouais, ouais, on y va.
Oh, ça, whoa, whoa, watch this. Okay, here goes the egg.
Crumble un peu.
Oh, now we're getting serious.
Du sucre?
Ouais. C'est la kirsche Haute-Savoie.
I try?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's good.
It's different, huh?
Yes. Totally.
Oh, piché.
It's flat, we haven't started yet.
Why do people do this?
You do that to stay in shape, to enjoy nature.
This is not a sport.
That's a sport, man.
This is a death sentence.
We came from New York. Look at the difference. It's so peaceful.
You gonna go do this in Central Park?
Yeah, you can do that in Central Park, yeah.
But why would you?
For fun. This is for fun. We're doing that for fun, Tony.
This is fun like chlamydia is fun.
We haven't even started to go up. Okay, now that's the real exercise.
Ah, hell.
Every chef needs a mentor. In the life and career of Eric Ripert, it was Maurice Gruyère who filled that role, who took a young, fresh-faced cook from the mean streets of Antibes and turned him into the hardened professional he is today.
Et on voudrait du filet, on va faire des steaks au poivre.
Oui. C'est bon aussi, hein?
Il y a de la tome de chef qui a l'air pas mal, là. Tu as encore un saucisson?
Oh, on mange pas ce soir.
Hey, je pense assassiner Tony. Ce soir serait parfait.
Comment veux-tu t'y prendre?
On pourrait l'empoisonner.
Nous devrons faire attention de ne rien manger.
Peut-être que tu as raison. Ce serait plus facile de lui trancher la gorge.
Mais que fait-on du sang?
On installe des sacs en plastique avant de l'égorger. Ou on le jette de la falaise.
Ah, super idée.
Merci. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Il nous faut du champagne.
Ouais. Un Bourgogne.
Un Bourgogne blanc. On a besoin de cognac, une petite bouteille. Cela fera l'affaire. Cela complétera parfaitement l'assassinat d'un animateur d'émission télé. Donc nous avons notre cognac, champagne et le garrot.
Ouais, ça va.
À la santé de Satan.
Qu'il règne pour l'éternité.
They said they'd cook lunch, which sounded like a sweet deal considering what's on the menu. Start with heaping spoons full of the finest Ocetra caviar.
So, when you were for Maurice, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good are...
-2.
-2. And you only ended up in the kitchen because you were such a shit waiter, right?
Yeah. No, but I wanted to be in the kitchen. After graduation, I was in Paris with my suitcase. I was 17 years old. And then I see that guy.
Maybe some asparagus, upon which one nestles a poached egg, a freshly frothed sabayon, and an obscenely generous pile of black truffle shavings.
I like a lot of sabayon.
Egg on egg, man. Nothing beats it. It's ridiculous. I don't know why people mistake me for you. Because they see us on TV together, we both have the white hair, and people can say, oh, I love your restaurant, it's so good, La Bernardine. La Bernardine, I love your restaurant, it's great, the fish, it's wonderful. You know what I always
You're
say? No, I always say, you know, it's a, can you believe, all our fish is frozen.
No, he does. He's not joking.
Steak au poivre with some fresh morel and new potatoes.
So what was 32 yolks again? What was the, that's a recipe?
For the Hollandaise, for his Hollandaise.
32 yolks.
Yeah, to make the Hollandaise for him.
No, it's an excellent book.
Thank you, Tony.
My favorite part is when you're in prison in the south of France. They force him to bite the heads off live chickens for the amusement of the other convicts.
We didn't,
that was a good scene. Or was that Midnight Express?
It was Midnight Express.
How many years did you guys work together?
Actually, a long time. From day one of my career to when I left to America.
Very long time.
Why did you go to America and leave your ancestral homeland?
Robuchon sent me to America. I wanted to go to Brazil. And then he looked at me and he smiled and he said, I can send you to Brazil. You're not going to cook anything there.
Right.
Actually, Robuchon helped me to come to America. He found me the job.
Yeah, what would you have been if you'd failed as an aspiring chef? What was your fallback position?
I wanted to be a forest ranger.
Forest ranger?
Yeah.
Why? You like nature or something?
Yeah.
What was it, the uniform? You like the uniform?
No,
the shorts, they get shorts and a little hat like Smokey the Bear. You. But you're not an outdoorsman at all. You don't fish?
No, because I don't want to catch fish.
We'll leave that where it is. Yeah. You probably killed more fish over the telephone than...
A good fisherman.
They are dead already.
No, they killed them for you.
Don't say that.
Oh, no, that's a lie.
You're like Scarface. You
don't say that or I'll give you a lot of salad.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
These mountains are majestic and beautiful. You can walk them, take pictures of them, you can ski down them. They can also kill you. So when shit gets bad and you find yourself a tangle of busted bones and torn flesh, having slid off a lonely high-altitude piste, it's people like Laurent Langoisseur of La Compagnie du Mont Blanc who come and save you. Sonia Popoff works for Peloton de Gendarmerie de Haute Montagne. She's who you call when things are really bad.
This was Eric's life dream as a young man, to be a park ranger in the Alps or in the mountains. This is what he wanted to do as a young man.
I wanted to be you.
Let's face it, your career as a chef is coming to an end. You just turned 52. Is it too late for him to start? Oh, that's not a good sign.
I don't know how to say it.
It's a... Sorry, Pops.
I am in a better shape than you to do it. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be mean.
Yes, I'm not doing it. So what's the most common injury?
So a lot of knee and shoulders, dislocated shoulders.
Right. Head injuries?
Concussion.
Concussion?
Yes.
I mean, I notice... You know, there's a bar here. I mean, how stupid do people get on the mountain?
You would be very surprised. We see people not trained, not well equipped, following like ski tracks that get them to crevasses, glaciers, crags.
Right. So So if he drinks two bottles of Genepi and he goes off piste and falls into a crevasse, dislocates his shoulder, breaks his knee, and
why me?
And has a concussion. It's a hypothetical concussion.
Okay.
So, okay, hypothermia is setting in. Your ACL and your meniscus are both completely shredded. And you're all messed up from a concussion. What is the thing I should do? Should I ski to the bottom and talk to someone? I call my cell phone? First, I call the production company and tell them we need somebody else for the rest of the show.
He's such a nice guy.
To answer the question, there is something today we use more and more on the people's cell phones.
Oh, find my phone.
Find my corpse. Just ask the people, okay, go back to your phone.
Yeah.
And there's a GPS inside it, and it tells us exactly where to find you.
Avalanches happen here frequently. Laurent and his rescue squads are here to prevent them before they occur, if possible, and if not, to find you and dig you out. Allow us to demonstrate. We bury our local contact bullet under the snow. Search dogs, hopefully, will find him before he becomes a corpsicle and our production insurance becomes unsustainably expensive.
So how common are avalanches? Where are they most likely to happen?
Anywhere but the ski resorts. Most of the avalanches that kills people is not into a ski resort, it's
outside.
Outside the boundaries.
Well, here's a question.
Oh, great.
So Eric comes back after he's recovered from his injuries, and he decides to go mountain climbing. And he gets drunk again.
Something happened to me, you're going to remember, so, I tell you.
And he climbs the mountain. And he gets buried in the avalanche. And he's buried in the snow. Mm-hmm. What happens then? Or do you just say,
find my phone again.
See you in the summer?
Well, first you have to find the location, the whole location, and then we have a transceiver locator, like this one, which is
something
an example.
Like that.
Yes.
And when you are caught in an avalanche, the rescue team, ski patrol, will come with the same one, and then they can find the signal. And then they start digging.
How long can you live under this snow if it's not?
You have 3 minutes.
Three minutes
if you can breathe.
Right.
But sometimes you have a little place for breathing.
A little room?
Yes. And you can survive half an hour, 1 hour.
So I shouldn't give up too soon.
Yes.
Allez, je me rapproche de la zone. Et look, on va chercher le monsieur. On va chercher le monsieur. Allez, on va en chercher. Fixé sur la victime. Avance pas trop pour éviter de perturber le toutou. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a, la nounouk ? Il y a quelque chose ? Hein ? Qu'est-ce que t'as trouvé, mamie ? Il y a un monsieur ? Hein ? Qu'est-ce qu'il y a, là ? Ouh là là, qu'est-ce qu'il a trouvé, nounouk ? Allez, on gratte, on gratte, on gratte. Allez, gamin, on gratte. Allez, loulou, allez, allez, allez. Il faut gratter, loulou. Allez, allez. Allez, gratte, gratte, gratte. Allez, mon loulou. Oui, ça, c'est beau, loulou, ça. Beau titoune, ça, oui. Ça, c'est beau, mon gamin. Ça va?
Tu veux peut-être sortir? Attends, bouge pas, attends. Attends.
Au travail, il a trouvé le monsieur. Il a trouvé le monsieur. La rapidité d'intervention. On a en gros 20 minutes pour intervenir. Au-delà des 20 minutes, les chances de survie de la victime décroissent énormément. Bon, la victime est indemne. Donc ça va, on peut la sortir comme ça. S'il y avait une traumatologie un peu plus importante, il aurait fallu la médicaliser un peu plus correctement. Oh, ça c'est beau, ça oui. Oh, que ça c'est beau, Titi, ça. Oh, il a trouvé le monsieur.
So why did you choose such a dangerous and difficult area of medicine? I mean, you could have a nice practice in Paris, but, you know, people have headaches.
It's difficult to explain.
Yes, I know it's very dangerous, but I think I have to continue, I have to stop, I continue.
I'm not sure why I do it, but I know it makes me alive, so it's good.
But you like it.
I do like it.
Yeah, right?
You don't think about that. You don't know why, but you do that.
Mm-hmm. It's called compassion.
La France. I love it, and God knows I love the cheese here. But a brief respite is needed from the torrent of dairy products. Perhaps I thought a short hop across the border to Italy would be a good idea. I want pasta. Maison Rosé has a long and storied history here in the Aosta Valley. Our host, Jean-Marie Christy, grew up in the region.
I love it here. I'm so happy to be in Italy. I feel a little treacherous to deny my own roots because I have zero Italian heritage, as far as I know, zero. But I just love this lifestyle, this food. It's just great.
Well, cheers.
All right. Cheers, guys. To Italy.
Santé.
After you.
I will definitely have some of that.
This is even some honey and lactose. Like,
oh, interesting.
And this is a gift from me. This is a chamois that I have hunted this year. And I have done dried meat with the leg of the chamois.
Okay, more cheese. But it's a delicious order of gnocchi with beetroot fondue.
This is great. We're doing fondue again? We should have a camera in your colon.
Ravioli with tomato sauce.
Oh, I know you were really excited about it, right?
Okay.
So you like pasta?
Oh, I love it.
He has been whining for a week.
A creamy polenta with braised beef.
Okay, and this is...
That's exciting.
Carbonara, one of the best you can find in Aosta Valley.
Which meat is this one?
Beef meat.
Beef?
Yeah.
You remember our friend, the cow?
Yes, yesterday. She was cute. Did you see the connection in between her and I yesterday? Like she was...
Yeah, she had her nose right in your crotch. So what is this game we're going to play today?
Oh, it's called Fiole.
Fiore?
Fiole.
This game is difficult to describe. I gather the idea is you try to hit that tiny polished stone with that stick as far as you can. I do not think I can do that.
Oh, man. I can't do that. He wants to hit it as far as he can.
Exactly. It's really simple.
This looks hard.
You have to lick the stuff. Did you see? They lick the stone, so it sticks to the big stone. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this one is good.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, it's better than golf.
So you don't love golf?
I hate golf.
I want to try.
Okay.
I want to try one time. Yeah, I want to do it one time.
So I bet you $1,000.
$1,000,
you can't get it across the one.
I'm fine, I have nothing to lose.
Well, yeah, $1,000.
No.
Well, you're out, man.
No, three times.
Oh, jeez. No, it's like watching a monkey try to, like, work a typewriter. Look, I don't know even why you're even...
Silent, please.
Congratulations. No, no, man. No, it was a miracle and I...
Congratulations.
think that's called a foul ball.
You have to think positive. How lucky you are to be in the Alps on a beautiful day.
I'm lucky to not actively be throwing up on myself right now.
You know, you have to enjoy little things in life, right?
I do.
I mean, this is a special moment.
I do. I will enjoy the minute I don't have to do this anymore.
Oh, come on, man.
Here's the plot.
Yeah, tell me.
Okay, it's 64 Yolks, The Revenge.
64.
It's about a chef
named
Eric Ripert, who runs a 3-star Michelin in New York, played by Bruce Willis. But what?
Sorry. Oh, I'm played by Bruce. Okay, I like
so
that.
Bruce Willis, playing you, goes out into the dining room,
visiting
the table, overhears a conversation.
And then?
Car chases, violence, big fight in the kitchen at Le Bernardin. We could shoot it there. I'm sure it won't interrupt service.
Holy cow. Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, nothing is more beautiful than that. Come in my selfie. Oh, it's a video. Hold on.
Look at that.
Yeah, you should do something like that.
Oh, no, I don't like this.
Wow, I love it.
Oh, no, no. Oh, jeez. No one's ever gone through?
Whoa!
I'm telling you, I'd feel a lot more comfortable if you had made two portions of eggs.
This is amazing.
And when you kill people in the film, you always have like some little catchphrase to do with food. Like, bang, check, please, or how'd you like your dessert? You gotta start practicing. You gotta take your sunglasses off like David Caruso. Gotta go. Dinner is served.
I go like that?
Yeah, gotta put it on. Take them off. Take them off.
Okay.
Dinner.
I look at the camera.
Served.
Yeah.
No, you gotta look. Say, pretend I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding out on the ground.
Okay, fine.
So, you have to put them on, off and then on.
Yeah.
Dinner is served.
Dinner is served.
No, you gotta put the sunglasses off. It's called acting. That's David Caruso.
Okay.
Jesus.
The price of dinner could be your life. One man, one chef, stands alone.
Ben, pick up.
He just wanted to cook. But they wouldn't let him. Eric Ripert is back in his own pill racing, bone crushing, ass kicking true story.
Dinner is served.
32 Yolks to Slaughter. Not coming soon to a theater near you.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.